the opening theme from the Sherlock Holmes TV series Elementary. A couple of seasons ago, there was a storyline in which Holmes and Watson are at a crime scene. They find a package of what appears to be some sort of meat product. They trace it to a laboratory where they find out from the head scientist that the meat was grown there. So is this fake meat?
No, it's actually meat. It's 100% American beef. We just grow it here in the lab instead of on a cow. Well, muscle is made of cells. We harvest those cells humanely from living animals and replicate them here.
We're still perfecting texture, fat to protein ratio. It's a work in progress.
And it turns out this is not science fiction.
These products are evolving very quickly.
Coming up, meat grown in a lab. Is this really going to happen and when? And for that matter, is it really going to be meat at all? We will meet the questions head on this edition of Agriculture USA. I'm Gary Crawford. A moment ago, you heard Food and Drug Administration head Dr. Scott Gottlieb say,
these products are evolving very quickly.
He hosted a big meeting the other day of experts and entrepreneurs about these products, which indeed are evolving so quickly that experts haven't even settled on what exactly to call them.
Cell-cultured foods.
In vitro meat.
Clean meat. Cell-based meat. Real meat made from cells instead of livestock.
Well, whatever you call them, Scott Gottlieb says that in order to have a food safety inspection system and product labeling standards in place for when these products are ready for consumers, the government has to start now getting answers to many questions. Questions that are
relevant to safety considerations with this technology. What kinds of substances would be used in the manufacture of foods, and what are the safety considerations with respect to these? We also want to know if there are any potential hazards from these products that are different from those associated with traditional food production.
Now, at the meeting, there were several officials from some of the companies who are working on producing these products, and they insist their products will be
similar to meat we consume today in all important aspects, except that it is produced in an aseptic environment. Thus, the risk of contamination will be significantly reduced.
We believe that people want real fish meat, not an imitation. And so we aim to provide that.
The finished product is real, familiar, delicious meat like the kind consumers eat right now. In short, our beef is beef and our chicken is chicken.
But, for example, a steak has many cells producing many things, fat, fiber, muscle, etc. So you have to get the cells you're growing to differentiate in just the right proportions.
And the so-called holy grail is going to be an actual piece of biomanufactured muscle, the fillet or the T-bone steak.
And North Carolina State University researcher Paul Mozyak says,
there are a lot of technological challenges that need to be overcome.
And even if the challenges are met,
cultured tissue for human consumption has many unknowns.
Texas A&M researcher Rhonda Miller, she says there are many, many unanswered questions about so-called cultured meat. Here are just a few.
Is shelf life the same in cultured tissue and meat from conventional animal production? How does cultured tissue react in different packaging environments? Do spoilage and pathogenic microorganisms grow and proliferate at the same rate in cultured tissue versus meat from conventional animal production? And from a researcher, I can tell you that those are not minor issues.
And Miller says meat scientists don't even have enough information on cultured tissue
to determine whether it should be called meat or how it should be regulated.
Or who should regulate it. What agency should inspect it for safety and create labeling rules for it? Those may be the biggest questions of all. In 1906, Congress gave the U.S. Department of Agriculture responsibility for meat and poultry plant inspection and for product inspection for safety. The Food and Drug Administration assumes responsibility for almost all other foods. But once again, we are back to the question of, is tissue grown in a lab actually meat? Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue told a congressional hearing,
obviously there are some gray lines between FDA and USDA on many things, but as you well know, meat and poultry has been the sole purview of the USDA. We would expect any product that expects to be labeled as meat would come under that same criteria there.
While lawmakers and policymakers try to figure all of this out, the science on this is accelerating. We just got a news story in from the European Union headlined, lab-grown meat could be in stores by 2021. This from a meat company in the Netherlands. But there is still a lot of developmental and process work yet to do in the labs working on this around the world. And government policymakers, meanwhile, are trying to figure out how to regulate whatever it is that's going to come out of those labs. As the scientist in that TV show said earlier,
it's a work in progress.
This work in progress has been Agriculture USA. I'm Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington.